2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Janet.
You build it, he will come.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit of Kevin Costner right now.
If you build it, he will come.
Field of Dreams?
Is it pathetic that I just teared up right in that moment?
Field of Dreams?
That's how much I love Field of Dreams.
So the question we're diving out into right now is celebrity endorsements of politicians. If you bring a celebrity endorsement, will voters come to your camp? Liz Cheney thinks so. After posting Kevin Costner, a star of Yellowstone, wearing a white T-shirt with boring black lettering on it that reads, "I'm for Liz Cheney." You saw the T-shirt.
You're bad-mouthing the T-shirt design.
He's on the set.
Have you not seen the Jazz redesigns?
So we found this story in the Deseret News, and we thought we'd have some fun with it to find out if we could do a little research to find out if celebrity endorsements pay off for politicians.
We always say no. Like, no, that doesn't matter. Well, until they're endorsing your guy or your gal, and then all of a sudden you're like, I got Kevin Costner. I got Yellowstone.
I got Taylor Swift. All right, so let's dive into this discussion. I want to get your opinion. There's been some research that's been done on celebrity endorsements. Kevin Costner, the latest to endorse Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney is up for re-election in her home state of Wyoming. She has been front and center the last several months on the January 6th committee hearings. And I think at one point, Dave, I don't think we have any sound from her in front of the as she's kind of she was kind of like, if you want to put it in terms of a courtroom, she's sort of the lead prosecutor.
She's the co-chair.
She's the head questioner. And I heard you mumble at one point. Wow, she's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. No, definitely. I think. You can see, though, why Republicans and pro-Trump Republicans do not like Liz Cheney, you know, because she's gone after the president. She's gone after the president hard.
So let's just, like, look at past campaigns and endorsements from celebrities and see how things sort of shook out. But for right now, I'm going to give you this little detail. So the head of Northeastern's political science department and an editor of American Politics and Research says, quote, endorsements can make a difference primarily at the edges and in very close races. Generally speaking, however, these are really big words, but there are more fundamental variables affecting election outcomes than endorsements. Okay.
Yeah.
We get that. That's easy to understand.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've voted a lot over the years. Not once have I thought, I wonder what this celebrity thinks.
Wonder what Kevin Costner thinks.
I've never once. I've thought, oh, that's interesting, except not interesting at all.
Okay, let me run these by you. NFL great. Is he NFL great?
Oh, yeah.
A good way to put it.
Hall of Famer,
I always
yeah.
look at you when I couch these people. Yeah, Brett Favre for President Donald Trump.
Yep.
That not worked once, out well.
Not once did I think.
That went well, Brett.
Oh, I wonder how Brett's going to vote. President Trump, okay, I'm in.
I'm going to pick your brain about something else on that, though, in a moment.
Okay.
Chris Evans, Captain America.
By holding a gun to everyone on Earth and calling it protection. This isn't freedom. This is fear.
For Biden Harris. Ding, ding, ding. That went well. That's worked out well for Chris Evans. All right. So then we got Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is interesting because for many, many years, Taylor Swift would not say anything about politics. She kind of started her career as a country singer and then moved over into pop. So she had kind of these conservative bases, the roots of the country gang, and then moved over into the Hollywood pop star. And like I said, she stayed out of politics for a long time until recently in the last couple of years. She started supporting candidates in
like
her hometown, I think she, or home state of Tennessee. Uh-huh. She started diving into politics, and now she's pretty active in politics now.
So, but what I don't know, Carlos, our producer, maybe you can help us out. Did Taylor Swift's candidates that she endorsed in Tennessee, did they win or did they lose? We don't. I got to get that detail because I got to know what Tay-Tay's influence is on politics. Willie Nelson, country singer, for those of you who don't recognize the name, for Beto O'Rourke. Nah.
It depends on which race.
Yeah.
Beto won in the House, but then lost in the Senate, lost for the presidency.
Frank Sinatra, for Harry Belafonte and FDR. For Harry Belafonte,
he ran.
I don't know.
How about Sonny Bono?
Who did
Sonny Bono?
Cher. Cher probably endorsed him. I mean, right? They got along even after their divorce. Okay. And of course, Kanye West was for Kanye West. We know how well that's not going.
Do you remember how many votes Kanye West got in Utah for president?
No.
I'm going to have to Google that. I'm going to totally Google. I think it was like 2,000 votes. I think Kanye West got 2,000 votes in Utah.
This just in from our producer that Taylor Swift's candidate did win, but we're not 100% sure that she had, you know, her endorsement had a ton of influence on that. But so this is super, super intriguing. There is one superstar in all of the land who can throw her support behind a candidate, according to research, and have it make a significant impact. I'll give you one guess, David.
This is the easiest one ever.
Who?
Oprah.
President-elect Barack and Obama and Michelle to my house, and I introduced him to the group then in 2005. And I said, he's going to run for president one day, and when he does that, I'm going to do whatever I can to help him win.
Okay, studies show that there's no evidence that other celebrities make a significant impact on poll numbers or election results, but for Oprah Winfrey. Oprah is the exception. Wow.
I would just say it was because she's a billionaire, but that's not the case. Andrew Yang was supported by Elon Musk, so it's not necessarily just the dollars, right? It's Oprah, but it's Oprah, Deb. You can't be surprised that Oprah has some influence.
All right. Countdown's on to Maria's top story and all of your day's news. Dave, I want to ask you this question. We go back to Brett Favre endorsing President Trump. Brett Favre, of course, NFL great. You said it doesn't have any impact on you. Do you think it would have an impact on his fans?
No, because I am a fan. No, of course not. No, I don't care
about,
how John Stockton
team, like
or Karl
city.
Malone.
Okay. No. Wow. You just feel like it has no impact at all.
It shouldn't.
But when Oprah speaks.
That Dave, shouldn't either.
Dave, listen.
Make your own decision.
All right, Maria's got more information on the sentencing of Brittany Griner in Russia.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.